Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Catherine Loveman, and it is my pleasure to read God's Word with you. Today is Monday, July 22nd, and I'm going to be reading from the book of Acts, chapter 27, verses 27 through 44, with the New International Version. The title in my Bible says, The Shipwreck. Acts 27, this is verse 27. On the 14th night, we were still being driven across the Adriatic Sea, when about midnight, the sailors sensed they were approaching land. They took soundings and found that the water was 120 feet deep. A short time later, they took soundings again and found it was 90 feet deep. Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, "Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved." So the soldiers cut the ropes that held the lifeboat and let it fall away. Just before dawn, Paul urged them all to eat. "For the last 14 days," he said, "you have been in constant suspense and have gone without food. You haven't eaten anything. Now I urge you to take some food. You need it to survive. Not one of you will lose a single hair from his head." After he said this, he took some bread and gave thanks to God in front of them all. Then he broke it and began to eat. They were all encouraged and ate some food themselves. Altogether, there were 276 of us on board. When they had eaten as much as they wanted, they lightened the ship by throwing the grain into the sea. When daylight came, they did not recognize the land, but they saw a bay with a sandy beach, where they decided to run the ship aground if they could. Cutting loose the anchors, they left them in the sea and at the same time untied the ropes that held the rudders. Then they hoisted the foresail to the wind and made for the beach. But the ship struck a sandbar and ran aground. The bow stuck fast and would not move, and the stern was broken to pieces by the pounding of the surf. The soldiers planned to kill the prisoners to prevent any of them from swimming away and escaping. But the centurion wanted to spare Paul's life and kept them from carrying out their plan. He ordered those who could swim to jump overboard first and get to land. The rest were to get there on planks or on pieces of the ship. In this way, everyone reached land in safety. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Two things that sort of stuck out with me in this passage is, first, that they all listened to Paul when he urged them to eat. So clearly he was a natural leader. And the second thing was that the centurion wanted to spare his life. And out of 276 people, he obviously had some gifts that he shared with everyone on board, and clearly the centurion wanted to spare his life. Well, today is Missions Monday, and we are focusing on Alabama Baptist Children's Homes and Family Ministries. They exist to protect, nurture, and restore children and families through Christ-centered services. They provide homes for children, they provide professional counseling, they provide educational services and family assistance, and they also provide administration that maximizes those resources. You may be familiar with this organization because they are who we partner with our Foster's Parents Night Out. As we end our time together today, let's pray for the Alabama Baptist Children's Homes and all the foster families and the children under their care. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this day, and thank you for the Bible where we can learn so much about you and what you want for us. Thank you for Paul. Also want to pray especially for all of the children and the foster parents and the Alabama Baptist Children's Home and the wonderful work they're doing through Christ-centered programs. In Jesus' name, amen.